Heroes, brought to you by America's Web Radio. And I want to start off the show by thanking the guys at America's Web Radio for bringing the truth of the Jewish state to the grassroots of the United States. The truth about Israel, as this country is number one in the world in technology, agriculture, and medicine, and the vast amounts of humanitarian work that the Jewish people do all over the world. It is truly amazing, Iris Burrell.
Hello. How are you?
Iris, good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Executive Administrator Volunteer.
Always good to be here, especially when you're on the beach.
Ah, yeah, folks, listen, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, Iris, like 2 years ago when we started Insight to Israel, and it's been over two years.
Every day, new insight.
Every day is a new insight. And folks, what we're going to start doing is, if you're listening to this radio broadcast, we are going to start not only recording the show with our guests, but we're also going to start videoing the show. And I got that idea from Tom Trento, I have to admit, and the guys at the United West.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. You're not in here. Jump in here, Iris. There you go. Let them see your pretty face there. We got a great background behind us. We're at the beach today in a coffee shop. I've been sitting here I've had problems with my laptop. And so someone was kind enough to loan me a brand new laptop, which was a blessing. And now I'm getting all this stuff caught up from the past week from Memorial Day and Independence Day. So look for all these video updates on the social media, on Facebook, my personal page, the Insight to Israel page, the Hershey's for Heroes page, because not only do we remember our fallen and celebrate Independence Day, that has to go with Hershey's for Heroes. I try to keep the news, and then whatever's Hershey's for Heroes, Hershey's for Heroes. With that being said, we want to start videoing every interview that we do, so that if you miss the radio show, not only can you go back and listen to it on the Insight or on the America's Web Radio page, listen to the podcast, but you can also make reference to the YouTube video. We think it's very important. Well, I don't know why I didn't think of this, but we want to give you a perspective of who we're talking to and maybe give you a little background. We're here at the beach today. It's a beautiful day.
Right.
It's probably 70, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The waves are really high. We did a video earlier of some guys that were getting ready to go out to surf. The beach is full of surfers today. It's kind of empty. It's still a little cool. And the water's still a little cool. But this week is going to be a beautiful, beautiful week in the mid to upper 80s. Great, great weather to spend on the beaches of Israel. Wherever you are, all up and down the coast, from Haifa to Tel Aviv, down to Ashkelon, the beaches here are, the water in a lot of areas, in the majority of areas, is crystal clear. And if you've never been to Israel, wow, what you are missing. I say, folks, take out a bank loan, come to Israel, spend that money here, and I promise you that your life will be changed, transformed, turned inside out, upside down, and all around. And I believe that that investment that you make in the Jewish state will come back to you 100-fold. It's changed my life after being here almost 3 years. Iris, it's been almost 3 years.
In October.
That's close enough. We're now running into May. Can you believe that?
Exactly.
We're almost into May.
In the middle, yeah.
Exactly in the middle. So anyway, I want to thank all the guys at America's Web Radio for bringing this truth about Israel to the grassroots of the United States. And I have to say, Americans love this country. Let me ask you something, Iris. Did you know, before we met, did you know how much Americans loved Israel?
No, I have no idea.
You're sitting out there on the verge there.
No, I had no idea. I was not aware of this. We just were aware only on what they wanted us to know in the media. And this is all about Obama and his government, and we knew that they are anti-Zionist.
Anti-Israel.
Anti-Israel.
Anti-Jew.
Yeah, exactly. And we had no idea what the common people are thinking, and we had no idea that the common people are much more poor Israel than the government. And that's why when I got to know Michael, And through Michael, all the people that behind him that like his page and the St. Hershey's, I was so amazed that I said, okay, I have to be a part of it. I want to support it because if you support us, of course, I support your messenger right here.
Well, you know what, Iris, I'll tell you. It's amazing because I remember when Iris and I became friends and she kind of, I was like, Iris, can you help me out with this? Can you help me out with that? I was just kind of asking her. No, I didn't ask you for a whole lot. I said, can you kind of give me some direction here? And I hadn't even been in the country for a full year, probably half a year when we met, about 6 months, six to 8 months.
Yeah. You were
and you really became, as you started to see the progress that Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes was making. Iris actually, you know, I designed the logo for Insight to Israel, but you are the one that actually sent it because I knew I didn't have the equipment to do a quality job, and you actually sent it off to have it done.
Right.
And, you know, I could see, and I don't know how many times you told me, Michael, you know, now that I see what's going on, I feel like I need to be a part of it. You volunteered. I didn't ask you to jump in and give yourself as much. You do a lot. You do a lot. I have to say, you do a lot. And, you know, you said, okay, I'm involved now, so now I feel an obligation to tell the truth about my country, to jump in and tell the truth. And, I appreciate it because a lot of what gets done, I'll tell you, from my schedule for the buses. And then sometimes, you know, we try and have a meeting on Sunday about the schedule for the week. And, you know, I really appreciate the help because it helps me to stay organized, to keep organized, and to keep... I got so much on my mind. I got 1,000 things going. It gets tough. It gets tough. But I continue to do it because I see the way the world is. I see the direction it's going in. And it's not good, Iris. It's not a good direction the world's going in.
Right. You're absolutely right.
So we have an obligation as Americans, if it had not been for Hashem giving Torah to the Jewish people, we wouldn't have a Constitution or Bill of Rights, America. We owe someone for our freedom. We owe God, and we owe the Jewish people. A lot of people are shocked when they hear when I say that to them. Some of them kind of know the history a little bit of the United States. But when you have someone that's not Jewish coming out and telling them, hey, I'm thank you for my freedom. Thank you. When I look at the timeline of mankind's history and I see the fingerprint of the Jewish people blessing the world, they're shocked. Remember the email I read you today? This woman was like, she said, why do you love Israel so much?
Right.
And I explained to her why. And she said, you don't realize I'm crying right now because this is something that I've never heard.
Yeah, someone from Israel, right.
I've never heard. If you are an Israeli-born Jew, you grow up hearing how much the world hates you. And it's unacceptable, especially when you hear it from an 18-year-old kid in the army. All he's trying to do is defend his people and his country.
Yeah.
It's
I've been criticized all the time about being a criminal.
Yeah.
War criminal.
My goodness, I've had people email me and say, hey, you're backing those soldiers killing babies. Most absurd, obscene, vile lies I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, moving forward.
On my way here, I forgot to tell you, I saw this little small demonstration.
Yeah, I saw that coming down the sidewalk.
Yeah, but I think they were Turkish. It was in Turkish, and they were demonstrating against Israel being making a genocide.
The Turkish, when they stole part of Cyprus, and okay. The Turkish are here. I wish I'd have known that.
That's what was written on there.
I didn't take the time. I was sitting here working, trying to focus and get a bunch of stuff done, and I saw them walking down the street holding signs. I wish I would have just taken a set. Normally I do.
Right.
But I didn't this time, and I wish I would have. Wow, that would have been a crazy interview. Can you imagine the Turkish in Israel? What right do they have when they've got more freedom just visiting here than they do in Turkey?
Right.
The Gaul, and I bet they were Muslim.
Of course.
Guarantee those savages were Muslims. Hey, you know what? I don't expect that much out of Muslims. You know why? Because they don't do much for the world. Lazy, rabble, good for nothing, living off other people's system in the United, in whether it's in Europe or the United States, living off the wealth. Yeah, we got a few Muslim doctors, but they're all funding terrorism. Anyway, that aside, Iris, thanks for filling that in. That's great stuff to know. So anyway, I want to thank all the guys at America's Web Radio for all they do. I also want to stop and say thank you to those who support Insight to Israel with a tax-deductible or PayPal donation. Thank you for that. We keep the personal life to the bare minimum. Just about everything goes to the work. Plus, I still scrub a few toilets. One toilet, actually. I was scrubbing two. I'm about to scrub only one. And, you know, I've been doing some acting here lately, Iris. You're the one that opened up that door. And so I've been in a few movies and some commercials here in Israel. Who would have thought the Goy? Goy means is a non-Jew. Who would have thought the Goy would be in Israeli commercials and movies? In a sitcom. An Israeli sitcom. I was in an Israeli sitcom.
Yeah.
Now, this ain't Hollywood pay, but it takes care of the bills, personal stuff, you know? And but it does give me a unique opportunity to speak to this industry, which is predominantly leftist, and they're shocked. Iris, they're completely shocked. They're like, wow, you're what? You Christian? Yeah. Are you Catholic or Protestant? Protestant. Well, wow. We've never had anyone tell us, use these kind of words around us before. I tell them to take pride in their country. Be proud to be a Jew. A lot of them tell me, I'm Israeli before I'm Jewish. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think it was the Jewish people that built all this that we see around us, all these hotels and all the buildings all around the country. I think it was the Jewish people that spilled their blood to defend this country from Islamic invasion. I don't see the Christians predominantly doing that. I don't see the Muslims. The Muslims sure ain't doing it. And I'm like, be proud to be a Jew.
Yeah.
The world wants you to be ashamed. Go ahead, Iris.
No, I'm just saying to explain to you the mentality.
You're not sitting in close enough, Iris,
in
the video.
I'm just... I want to explain you the mentality because after the World War II, the people that actually fought in the independence war were fighting were not the religious people. The religious people, all the time, they were waiting for the Messiah to come. And they said, when the Messiah to come, Israel will be established. So the non-religious people, it doesn't matter, the all Jewish. But I'm just saying that the non-religious people, those who came and fight, actually were fighting and were not waiting for a Messiah to come and bring them the land on a tray.
Right.
This is why people here in Israel argue with themselves, like, what they're first. They're first Israeli or not Jewish. It's not that they're not Jewish, but, you know, because if Jewish, sometimes they translate as religious, so...
Right, and certainly not all of the religious were sitting back doing nothing. That's for sure. There was a small percentage.
Right, the Orthodox.
And some of your best fighters in the army are from Judea and Samaria.
Yeah,
and are the top fighters.
Not the Orthodox religious. Yes, the Orthodox religious do not serve in the army. No, it doesn't matter.
So, you know, the one thing that I'm thankful for is Nehemiah the prophet. That was allowed to come back to Israel during the captivity in Persia. He had a trial in one hand where he would lay the bricks, he laid the mortar, and lay the, because he was rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And he had a prayer on his lips and a sword in the other hand. And that's, folks, how we, even as Christians, how we should be fighting and standing with Israel.
That's what brings us to the Holocaust Day that was like a week ago.
Right. Right.
This month in Israel, is a very very emotional month, very national month, because it has a lot of emotional, national, and significant.
Historical significance.
Historical significant days in Israel, not religious one.
Right.
There is the Holocaust Day, and then the Memorial Day for the fallen soldiers, and then the Independence Day. It's all in like in 2 weeks.
Right.
So it's. So do you want to speak about the Holocaust Day?
Yeah. Listen, folks, just before we move forward, we're going to talk about that, but I want to cover this real quick. I want to say thank you to everyone that supports Insight to Israel. I want to say thank you to everyone who sends Hershey's for Heroes that are participators, not spectators. Folks, we need your support for these soldiers. It's very important. We just had rockets fired from Hamas at Israel last night.
Yeah, I said that this was a gift, a fireworks gift.
A fireworks gift for Independence Day. That's good stuff, Iris. Good stuff. So I need America.
This is how they celebrate when they
can. So I want to thank Americans. America, I need you to get your friends, your family, your church, your synagogue, your civic group together to send me Hershey's for Heroes. Folks, you cannot even imagine the impact that it has on a soldier when he gets a chocolate bar with a note on it. A simple chocolate bar with a note on it. We love you. We pray for you. We stand with you. It means a lot to these soldiers. In fact, I actually just got invited by the Central Command, in the Military Central Command, he's like second in command, in Jerusalem, the Central Command in Jerusalem, to come to the base and talk to the soldiers.
Wow.
I just got invited to a graduation.
Awesome. Yeah, right.
And also, I've got the soldiers that patrol the old city, that deal with a lot of riots on the Temple Mount. I just got an email today from a lone soldier, which is a soldier that has no family, immediate family here, that comes and volunteers to serve with no obligation. And this lone soldier sent me a text message and said, Michael, when are you coming to see us? And I said, I'm waiting on a shipment of Hershey's for Heroes.
Yeah.
Folks, I need you to step up to the plate. I can't say this enough. I need you to step up to the plate to send me Hershey's for Heroes. Go to the Facebook page. Go to the About section. There you will see all the details of everything you can do to prepare your box of Hershey's for Heroes to send your love, your prayers, your show of commitment to the Israeli soldiers. Iris, what's been your experience with Hershey's for Heroes?
Well, I can say that the soldiers are shocked. They're shocked. It's so unexpected for them to see someone that is American, not Jewish, that explain them that the American support them, and they show them by sending Hershey's, and then when they hand them the Hershey's with the supporting note, they're so excited. Then they're really surprised. They have no idea of the Americans supported them, and this is a great way to show them and demonstrate them. It's not by words, the support. When I walk with Michael in the streets of Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, I must say that once there are soldiers, the soldiers that come to Michael and said, hey, here is the Hershey's guy. Wow, how are you doing? Whether you come to visit,
right?
And each one that he handed them Hershey's, you remember that. And
you remember,
it's not a personal memory about Michael. It's a memory about the American people that support them and it encouraged them.
Absolutely. Remember the guy that walked up on at the event in Tel Aviv on Memorial Day night, the eve of Memorial Day. He was the first.
Oh my God! He hugged you.
He was the first soldier to get Hershey's for Heroes.
Yeah.
And he's out of the army now.
Wow.
That was over 2 years ago.
Wow!
And he's out of the army now. And he said, "Hey, Michael, do you remember me, Abishai?
Yeah.
I think was his name. Then there was another lone soldier. Both these guys were lone soldiers. Another soldier walked up to me in Gibbet Haim. He said, "Hey, Michael, do you remember me? You gave me Hershey's for Heroes about a year ago."
Wow.
And he brought his girlfriend over. He's American lone soldier. Brought his girlfriend over, and he said, who's Israeli, he said, "You got to meet this guy. This guy gives us Hershey's for Heroes, and they have notes on them from Americans." to show their support. He said, this is an amazing program. Folks, you got to get involved. You have to get involved. You want to see a personal touch on an Israeli soldier's life from you, get involved with Hershey's for Heroes. All right, moving forward, I just want to recap. Last week we interviewed Ari Agosi, who is an official military journalist. He's not in the Army, but he has access to a lot of things in the military and gave us an update about how great the Israeli Army is, what they're up against. We talked about Iran in last week's show, so if you missed Ari Agosi, you need to find the podcast at America's Web Radio, Insight to Israel. Google Insight to Israel, America's Web Radio. Find the podcast. There you can listen to all the previous shows.
Right.
So, moving forward, I want to talk about, real quick, an event that we attended with Gidon Ariel and Root Source. ROOTSOURCE, RootSource.com. They give live stream online courses teaching Torah to Christians.
Wow.
It's amazing. So I went to this, it was kind of like a press event / conference, and we had a variety of Christians and Jewish rabbis there. And you can find the videos on my social media, on Facebook. And so, basically, they talked about the importance of unifying Christians and Jews because we all share a love for Torah and the prophets. And what we learned, what I learned in that, just in that, I don't know, hour and a half conference was amazing. Amazing. So don't forget to catch that. I want to say thank you to Gidon Ariel and Root Source for educating us about the greatness of Torah. All right. Moving forward, let's talk about Holocaust Day.
Yeah.
What an amazing, amazing...
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
No, I was just saying that you actually attended to the formal national ceremony in
Yad Vashem.
Yad Vashem.
In Mount Herzl in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And wow, folks, it was...
The president was making a speech there. Bibi was making a speech there. And he was actually connecting between the Holocaust Day and what happened today with Iran. You heard what he was saying. What he was saying. Can you tell us what he was saying?
Yeah. I will tell you, it was an amazing event. You can find the videos. Once again, go back to the social media, Insight to Israel on Facebook, my personal page. Well, that's good chocolate ears. Thank you. Great stuff. You're always such a great resource. And it was a very cold night. Wow, very cold. Kind of rainy, but I will tell you, far over 1,000 people attended that event. I would venture to say 2,000.
Wow.
It was amazing. And
you got a special invitation.
And I got a special invitation. Thank you. Thank you to those who got us invited. Iris Burrell, our executive administrator volunteer, for getting us invited to that event. Thank you for the tickets, Iris.
Would you share?
Yeah, I'm going to share. Bibi, it was very important what Bibi said, because he talked about how we did not learn our lesson from the Nazis. And basically, I'm going to read here what he said. The victorious day over the Nazis was not just a day of relief and happiness, but also a day mingled with extreme sadness to our people, and was also a day of soul-checking to the leaders of the nations. The leaders of the Western nations understood that this is the time to establish a new world order. Wow, that word scares me, but that's all right. Bibi knows what he's talking about. That was based on the freedom, protection... freedom of and protection, fighting evil, and resistance to dictatorship. They pronounced loud and clear, in a loud and clear voice, the main lesson of World War II for democracy. It is forbidden to ignore the expanding attempts of the dictatorship regimes. Compromising with those regimes increases their will to violence and aggressiveness. And if this aggressiveness will not be stopped in time, humanity will find itself once again faced with the inevitability of more serious wars. This is Islam today, modern folks. Modern day Islam, we are at war with all of Islam, from a cultural Islam to a religious Islam to a governmental Islam to an economic Islam that funds terrorism. We're at war with Islam, folks. This is what he's saying. This is my interpretation. Many in the world declaring that the lessons proved in the past are still being remembered today. They declare, never again. But as long as these words remain not backed by action, they are meaningless. I wish I could stand here and say to you that the world really learned from the unprecedented tragedy. As the Nazis were inspired to destroy a civilization, this is how Iran is seeking to take over the Middle East and from it to expand further on with the declared intention to eliminate the Jewish state. The bad agreement that is created with Iran is showing that the historic lesson has not been internalized. Against the aggressive activities of Iran, the Western world is giving up, as the cultural world is speaking in a coma and in a coma on the base of illusions. The Iran rulers are encouraging violence and terror and disturbing destruction and death. For the sound of the public shouting in Tehran, death to America, death to Israel, the nations are closing their eyes. In any scenario and in any situation, we will stand for our rights and ability and determination to protect ourselves. Folks, Bibi said it loud and clear. We will not hesitate, regardless of the world and their inability to stand against Islam. We will do what it takes to defend our people. Bravo. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Some folks clapping in the background here. We are Zionist Christians, and we will stand not with the Christian state, not with the Muslim state, but with the Jewish state after 2,000 years of no homeland. God bless
it. I love you.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, in America, you better listen up. And I've got about a minute left, so I'm going to ride my horse for a while. American Christians, you had better defy the United States government. You had better grab a hold of them by their collar, and you had better make them submit to your authority. They work for you. The politicians work for you. And you had better rise up and show your stance with Israel. That's why you need to support Insight to Israel and Hershey for Heroes, because we defy global governments and the United States government that is not, through its policies, a true friend to Israel. We defy them openly. I like that. I like that righteous rebellion against a wicked authority. I just ate a buffet of truth, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we're coming right back. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel and Hershey's for Heroes. We'll be right back. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gano. Thank you. God bless Patriot Conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Michael, Michael, and I hung up the phone, and my friend said, you know, you just had a conversation with your wife. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I just had a conversation with a
executive manager.
Exactly. That's exactly it. I said, you don't even have a clue the level of this fine line between a friendship and, like, pounding me all the time. Michael, Mike, call me in the morning. You out of bed? Are you going to be on the commercial? I do commercials and movies also here to support my work. Michael, are you out of bed? Michael, did you get this video done? Michael, you should have been there. You didn't listen to me. So, wow, all the time. Like, I have so many bumps on my head, it's a good thing I'm not bald. You know what I mean? Folks might think she's abusing me. So, anyway, we're back.
And then he tell me, you just told me this at least 10 times.
10 times. 10 times. 10 times. Like that, like the event, Independence Day party yesterday. Michael, you have to go. There's important people there. You have to go. Jump in the camera here, Iris. We're trying to get this recorded. You will be able to see, if you missed the radio show this Sunday, you can see the video on YouTube. So I showed up at this party, and wow, a lot of rich people there.
Yes, they are.
A lot of leftists.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Start from the Memorial Day evening.
Right.
The fallen soldiers.
I'm just talking about how you're always pounding me, so we'll get to that. Anyway, we're back on track here. Great speech by Bibi. Wow, very powerful, powerful words. Words. Folks don't learn a lesson, I'll tell you that. You know what it's like? Bibi spanked some folks out there with that speech that I read in the last,
right,
in the first segment. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of like your mama. You know, when you do the wrong thing, your mom scolds you, and it's always like, you wait till your father gets home. Well, you've already been spanked by your dad 100 times, and you still don't get it. You don't remember what the pain was like on your backside, you know? So your mother's trying to warn you because she loves you. Don't you be doing that, because wait till your father gets home. Well, this is the way the world is. We felt the pain in the past, and Bibi's trying to give us a warning, but folks aren't going to listen. And when the violence comes, then we say, oh, what happened? Why did I just get spanked? You know?
That's why history comes back.
History definitely repeats itself. But I learn from history, and I'm glad there's enough folks. I'm glad, Iris, you learn from history. And other people, we got some good folks around us. Man, could you tell us your name?
Shirley.
Shirley, listen to what we're saying here, and some other folks, and they're giving us a big, nice round of applause. I appreciate it, Shirley.
Yes.
Shirley's part of a startup, number one in this country, startups. And we're gonna get you on the show another time. We're going to do a video.
Okay.
So folks just need to learn a lesson. So moving forward here, Holocaust Day was amazing at the national ceremony on Mount Herzl. We talked about Bibi.
We didn't just mention about the Holocaust Day. First of all, on the evening of the Holocaust Day, everybody, there is a siren or alarm, or how you call it,
where everybody stops.
On 8 o'clock in the evening, and everybody just stop everything, just, just bend your head. Sorry, and remember the 6 million people that were killed.
Absolutely.
And another traditional, he's like, there are ceremonies, first of all, there are ceremonies, of course, all over the countries, and there is this traditional thing that people invite to their salon. It's called a memory in the salon, in the living room.
In the living room.
The people invite a Holocaust survivor to their living room, private living room, and they invite their friends and families to gather together in this evening, and where the Holocaust survivor tells his stories, and people listen from first hand, how you call it.
First hand.
Because you have to understand, those people that were in the Holocaust and still remember things are... those people that were there in their 80s, 20s, sorry.
Right.
Now they're on their 80s and 90s.
Right.
So
and they're dying very rapidly.
It's a generation that is going to be to get lost.
Can.
In the next few years,
they're going to die. They'll be gone.
Yeah.
And their story will be going with them.
Exactly. And it is important for us to listen to it on the first hand. And actually, on our workplace, we invited also an Holocaust survivor, 93 years old.
1993.
Wow. And he was telling his stories to all the employees on our workplace, 80 people. But people were actually crying.
Wow.
Like all the adventure that he has been through, and they different parts of his body were just frozen by the cold of this, their journey, and the reason that he was survived when all of his friends and groups that was in it were not, is because every situation they have been into, they were thinking how they are going to run away. To escape. All the time they were escaped. They were escaping from one place to another, and because they were active and they were not passive, just led to the train, led to death. This is the reason that they were then survived. While most of the people in his group were dead.
Wow.
And it's like, it's crazy. It is crazy.
And I will tell you, the Muslims gave a nice, on Holocaust Memorial Day, unfortunately they succeeded by committing a terrorist attack with a car.
Right. Right in the evening. Right after you went out from the ceremony in Jerusalem, on the way towards Tel Aviv, the direction to Tel Aviv, right there were a few people that were standing there in the bus station nearby, and they were coming with their car, and they were just running over, went with the car just into the bus station. And one of the people were killed. The other one was badly injured.
Badly injured. Well, this is Islam, ladies and gentlemen. Never be surprised by what the Muslims do or don't do. So we want to pray for those families that lost their loved one, for a speedy recovery of the person that was very seriously injured. Moving forward, Iris, we're actually going to be with Tom Trento and The United West on their television show. So I just wanted to throw that. Don't forget to go to The United West and see what's happening with Islam in the West. So now, okay, so we move forward.
A week after.
Last week, I was in a movie, a show, a series.
Shooting.
A shooting where I played an Israeli naval officer, and then later on in that same shooting, I played an Israeli combat soldier. I got the M16, the uniform, everything. And I had some guys who were actual soldiers that were in the shooting with me, and that was a great time. In fact, we took a picture, and I themed that picture, Taking Back the Gaza, to build beachfront property for the Ukrainian and French Jews. And I'll make sure Bibi builds me a nice little beachfront house right there as a reward. So anyway, that was a great time. So moving forward, actually...
You were also a schnitzel guy and you were... Also...
I was in a schnitzel commercial, a chicken commercial.
No, it was a vegetarian schnitzel.
That's an important commercial.
Vegetarian commercial for vegetarian schnitzel, whatever that is. I don't know what's in that breading that can make a vegetarian.
And you were also...
And I played a daddy and a husband at the same time in a vitamin commercial.
Right.
I thought the daddy of the schnitzel.
Next week you're going to play a doctor.
Next week I play a doctor.
And the nurse was...
And I will tell you, hey, being in that vitamin commercial, I have to say, for the first time in my life, I actually had a good-looking wife and a good-looking kid. I don't think I've never had either one, you know what I mean? Because both my wives were ugly. And the woman, Iris is cracking up laughing. And the woman that was playing my wife was actually married with children. you know. So we're both sitting there at the high chair, you know, where the kid, where the child eats, and feeding Junior some actually real food. What an experience.
Yeah.
What an experience. I was a daddy for about 15 minutes. So anyway, what a great experience. And moving forward with that.
Okay,
that same evening,
we arrived on Tuesday evening. Tuesday evening, right.
After that shooting, we honored the soldiers that lost their lives on Israel's Memorial Day. Wow, what an amazing event.
First of all, there is a siren.
We have a siren.
Siren at the evening at 8 o'clock.
On that evening. And then another one the next day.
And another one the next day on 11 o'clock. 2 minutes.
Now,
keep in mind, folks,
I love the Hebrew calendar. The Catholic Church changed that crazy thing. Folks, we should be going by the Hebrew calendar. That's God's timing. And so these holidays, these times run from sundown to sundown.
Right.
So, Holocaust Memorial Day, remembering the fallen soldiers, goes from sundown to sundown. A lot of people, that needs to be said because a lot of people may not know that.
Okay. All right.
What an amazing...
So,
What do you got to say?
No, I just want to remind you that we are on the way to a ceremony.
Right.
And when the siren caught us on the highway.
On the bridge.
On the bridge, on the highway.
Amazing.
And you all went out.
All the traffic was stopped. People got out of their cars. On a major highway, folks. You wouldn't find this respect.
You actually posted the video.
You would not. You saw my video?
No, the video that people stuck on the highway.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
You actually posted the video. You took a video. Which,
right.
Because we were actually on the bridge on the highway, and it was amazing to see all over on the bridge and under the bridge, everybody, buses and cars, everybody stopped silently.
We're talking about...
In the middle of the street.
Right.
Went out and just stood for 2 minutes and bending her head... And honoring the fallen soldiers all over the years.
America, listen. We don't even do this in the United States. Yeah, we have big ceremonies and stuff, and I think people appreciate that for what they're worth. But too many folks in the United States are... Everything shuts down here. Everything shuts down.
Yeah, everybody.
If you didn't get it taken care of before the sun set, you didn't get it.
You posted this video also,
from
right?
From gasoline to your car to milk and bread. If you didn't get it before the sun went down, you ain't getting it.
No, nobody. Everybody's honoring the soldiers, and they're going to ceremonies or they're, you know, sitting home.
Everyone goes to a ceremony all across this country.
And actually, you took a video from our car.
So, listen, Liga, I want to say this. Americans need... You ought to be ashamed of yourself, America. And folks are going to get upset with me because I'm scolding the United States. But you need to deal with reality that we've lost the reality of what Memorial Day actually should mean. It shouldn't mean barbecues, the beginning of summer. That's how we view it in the United States, the beginning of summer. Not everybody attends. Can you imagine? New York City would never shut down for a moment of silence.
So on this point, I think you have to emphasize that in Israel, the Memorial Day, when it ends, it combines with Independence Day.
Right, and we're going to go into that. But what we did was we attended an American, an English-speaking ceremony honoring the soldiers. You can find that video on the social media. It's actually a series of about six videos that are about 3 to 5 minutes long.
Common ceremony about
and it
evidence.
It was amazing because in a part of that video was a young man and a sister who came here. They came from the United States. All they have is each other here in Israel. And they did a short play on their experience during... what took place last summer with the rockets during Protective Edge.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because the girl's mother calls her on the phone. They show a part where she's talking about on the phone to her mother. And she says, Mom, no, we don't need gas masks. This is not the Iraq War. which at that time Iraq was shooting Scud missiles at Israel and even threatened Israel with chemical biological weapons. And then,
bring me back like more than 20 years ago when you all went to work with those boxes of.
You really took that thing to work? Took a gas mask to work?
There was a trend that they sold decorated boxes for the chemical mask. And people, each one has his decorated box, and we went to this.
Did you have one of those?
Yes, we went to school with that.
You went to school with it?
So I went to work with this, yeah.
Actually, we didn't go to school for a month, and then.
No, we went to work. We just decorated boxes.
You didn't get.
Ramadan, it fell on houses.
But you went to school with these boxes?
Sure, you have to if there is a.
And you said you didn't go to school for a month?
Yeah, because I'm from Ramadan.
Ken?
So in our school, it was close to where it
most
fell.
Of
the, come over here, come
I,
over
I,
here.
I, know, I would just say, most of the rockets fell in Ramat Gan, so in Ramat Gan, they just closed the school. There was not Iron Dome there yet.
And, right.
Okay, but everybody, all the other schools and workplaces that work usually because it lasted for a long time. Yeah. I was going to work because then most of the rockets fell after the sunset.
Come over here. I want to get you in here.
But let's
Negat. I want you to share your experience. Come here. You're an Israeli citizen. Come over here. You're an Israeli citizen. I want the folks for you, just who's an Israeli citizen.
I got a bit of business. This is Ben, my friend.
Michael, Gennaro. It's a pleasure to meet you, Ben. So tell us what your experience was when you were a kid, you were going to school, and you were carrying this box. What was it like for you during that time? There's a point behind me doing this.
It's crazy when you are a child. You don't understand why. I mean, you understand why you have to do it, but you don't really want to accept it. Okay, because it's a difficult thing to accept.
Right.
You have to do it in order to survive, and it's something that happens daily.
What do you need to accept?
We're talking about the rockets from during the first Gulf War, and you had to carry a gas mask in a box to school. You didn't have school for a... Now, why specifically were these rockets falling on Ramat Gan?
There is a joke in Israel that says that most of the Iraqi people live in Ramat Gan.
That's true.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
You know, just chat the pattern and then...
It's kind of in the middle
right.
of the country, so it's not... I don't think it means anything.
They probably aimed to, for Tel Aviv and
East. Yeah, and
right, he missed Tel Aviv.
It was not just an accurate weapon, so it just...
Wow. Let me ask you, we're going to get back to the point here since I'm talking about this, but I think it's important for Americans to hear. Yeah, you're on the show regularly, but what does it mean to you when you see what goes on in the world? You hear about Iran. We know they're going to get a nuke. They're going to. It's inevitable.
Right.
If you had one thing to say to Americans about what is happening against your country, what would you say?
I just think that people need to open their eyes and see the reality as is. And, of course, you know, where the media wants you to believe certain things.
Right, the media lies.
Right. I actually lived in the United States for 3 years. And I was there when in the last war, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I watched the news, CNN, when things happened here in Israel.
We call it the Caliphate News Network.
A what?
Caliphate. A caliphate, which is a Muslim...
Okay, yeah.
I call it the Caliphate News Network.
Okay.
Because they're so anti-Israel, but go ahead.
Right. So it was just difficult to hear all the lies that are going on in the media when all of this is happening in Israel. And that's it. That's basically...
How does it make you feel as a Jew... Because I have soldiers tell me all the time, with Hershey's for Heroes, and they see the note. Michael, thank you for this note. The world hates us. Like, I can't imagine an 18-year-old looking at me as an American and saying, Michael, the world hates us. Thank you for this note. What is it? When you, looking at yourself as someone who's Jewish, like, how do I can't wrap my mind around what it would be like for the world to hate me for nothing. Do you ever think about that?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't think...
After 5,000 years, you get used to it.
That's the point.
After 5,000 years, you get used to it.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think about it.
All right.
Because I don't care. That's right. I don't think it means anything.
Well, I'm glad that you don't allow it to affect your life.
No, never. And actually, in the United States, I found out that there are many people like you. So.
Good.
Thank
you. That's good to hear.
Thank you.
This is an outside listening to the radio show. What did you think when you heard what we were saying?
I was happy to hear that there are people that think the way you do, and with what you do, it's just I admire you for what you do. Because it's definitely not an easy choice to do it, especially when you are not Jewish. So it's not like you have something to prove. It's like
right.
Just, and I am glad that there are people like you, so people can see the reality.
And now, for as long as
and
you
to learn more things.
How old are you?
35.
35. You're going to be 36 next month.
Yes.
For as long as you've been alive, have you ever sat somewhere and heard, actually seen something like what we're doing now?
First time. In my life.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Thank you, Michael.
Ma'am, thank you for being on the show. Wow, folks, this is what Insight to Israel brings to the Jewish state. It brings encouragement. Folks, you need to send Hershey's for Heroes. You need to support Insight to Israel. You heard it firsthand. Heard it. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Great stuff. What's your name, brother? Tell me again.
Ben.
This is Iris.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, brother. All right, back to the show. That was great. Sometimes you got to step aside of the schedule and hear an outside voice. That's great stuff. So, Iris, I want you to talk because Memorial Day. Now, we also went to Mount Herzl.
Before that.
Okay.
We were in the ceremony. Well, you were just describe a part of it.
Right.
After that, we were going. The ceremony we went is just ceremony for new limb, so it was in English. But after that, we were actually going to the central ceremony in Tel Aviv, which is in the Rabin
Square.
Square, which is a big area there.
That's where Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated.
And there were thousands of people. It was full, huge people there. And it was very impressive there that it's been held every year. And there are videos of the families that describe this last year, and most of them from the last
operation.
Yeah, they tell the stories of they honor the soldier. The show is the pictures from the childhood. The family describe his life and describe how it happens, how the accident happened, and how they knew about it, and how they deal with it. And nobody could stay like calm.
No, it was a lot of people crying.
I was actually crying, and there were like songs of the most popular singer in Israel. And they sing song to honor them for their memory. It was like for more than 2 hours. And
amazing.
And it was very, very, very beautiful.
Amazing.
Very beautiful. And of course, we have videos and pictures from the event on your Facebook.
Yeah, you can check out the social media.
Everything is updated. I busted this.
Exactly. Anyway, you're killing me. Folks, we're about to see a sunset behind us. And this is the beauty of the Jewish state.
Actually, the sunset is there.
This is the beauty of it. And it doesn't get any better than this. In fact, right before the sun sets, we're gonna move the camera, the video camera. If you missed the show, you need to listen. You need to also listen to the show and then watch the video.
All right.
So...
At the day after, at the Memorial Day itself, now,
let me say this. We were at Mount Herzl on Memorial Day. The next day, in the daytime, which was Wednesday...
You went.
I went, and we... there was thousands of people there. BB spoke... And it was an amazing service.
Let's clarify. Almost everybody, actually,
right,
is going to the graveyard.
Right.
It's all over the country. Because we're listening to a small country full of wars, a lot of people, so everybody knows people that fell, soldiers that fell. The graveyards are the most common visited area. And Mount Herzl, Jerusalem, which has a very central military graveyard, is central place.
Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C.
There was the formal ceremony, and you were there. And you were probably seen a lot of families and soldiers.
I ran into a lot of soldiers I know, and it was there during that time and that we honored a very good friend of mine, David Gordon.
Yeah, you have a personal story.
Who actually saved lives during the last operation. And
you actually make an Aliyah?
Yeah, David.
With lone soldiers here?
David was a lone soldier. Great kid. You can find all his information. Look him up on my Facebook page with all the links with the photo album honoring the fallen soldiers on this Memorial Day. Now, what's amazing is that Israel is set up. They honor the fallen. It's like an emotional roller coaster. They honor the fallen, and 24 hours later, you have Independence Day. 67 years of Jewish greatness. Happy birthday, Israel. I mean, Iris and Israel. Happy birthday. And I'll tell you, Iris, I thank you again. I want to say thank you again for getting us tickets to Israel's national.
Right.
Now, I want to say this real quick. During Memorial Day, all your major television stations and shows are shut down. And on the TV, they have. I had cable. I went through the
stations. The cables are shut down, but the main channels, it's just broadcasting the ceremonies and the stories about fallen soldiers.
And when they're not broadcasting ceremonies, they're...
Like in the Holocaust Day, by the way.
Right, right. They have on the screen, you know, remembering...
Right.
Or Memorial Day, you know, in Hebrew and stuff.
By the way, I must tell you, near your apartment in Givatayim, there was also a big ceremony... For the world there and in every other city, they just read the names of the soldiers that fell.
Oh, wow.
That were living in this city, the residents of this city, name by name.
Wow.
In every city they're doing it.
Wow, that's amazing. Folks, we don't even do that in the United States. So after Memorial Day, then we have the celebration of Israel's birthday.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. This country is one big, happy dance festival. We went to Mount Herzl, to Mount Herzl, and saw this big celebration.
Wow,
what a show.
We were in the formal national ceremony.
All the politicians show up, all the military shows
special
up.
Invitations.
Folks, you got to look for it on the social media, on Facebook.
Yeah,
on Insight to Israel, you've got to go. There are Hershey's for Heroes.
See.
You've got to go and see the Independence Day show
on
Mount Herzl.
Very impressive, a lot of soldiers. And a lot of Israeli Jewish motifs in this.
All the
government.
We have a minute left, Iris.
Oh.
We have a minute left. This goes by quick.
So in this.
So let's do this. I did not know this. I want to talk about this real quick. You have a section of the military that is for those who are handicapped. Tell us about that. I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, there is like the autism... Autism people that want to serve in the army, and this now they make... have a special force for
special
autism
unit.
That use their special talent in the intelligence force.
In the intelligence. And folks, listen, we're out of time. This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel. We're going to get back to you. God bless the Patriot Conservatives who stand for the Judeo-Christian founded Constitution and Bill of Rights. And God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security. Amen.
Okay, let's show them the sunset. The sunset.
Oh. Sorry, Iris, I didn't mean to hit it. We got to go and try to get with Tom.
Okay, let's see what is the... where's 57?
You got
27.
Okay, let's okay.
Wow, we missed the okay.
Let me see if Tom is on Facebook and trying to talk to me.
Wow. Oh, we missed the
Very good.
This is America's Webradio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.